It's our Valley Heights Locker Room Chat here tonight, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Brandon Tam and Cody Trimble, the head coach of the Mustangs, joining us here after a win last week against Sacred Heart. 32-16, coach, the final score. Just give us the initial thoughts and takeaways from last week.
Yeah, I feel like we continue to improve from the first couple weeks. Some things we still obviously have to get cleaned up before we get later on into districts or playoff time. Overall, though, I felt like the kids played hard. You know, we knew it was going to be a four-quarter fight, and it definitely was. It was a closer game than the score showed all through the first three quarters. So I was proud of the way that they fought for four quarters. Just got to continue to get some things cleaned up.
Yeah, and you got some big touchdowns in that game. You got a 47-yard pass play right before halftime, and then the third quarter as well. You get another 50-yard touchdown run as well at that point, 18-8, and you guys were able to, again, hold on for the win. Just the big playability of your offense last week, it had to be nice to see.
It was. I think that 50-yard run came from Max Shanks at quarterback, who's usually not a huge running threat for us. So to be able to get everybody involved in the offense was good. For big plays, and then, you know, just kind of the balance that we saw. Logan at fullback had over 100 yards. Jaden at tailback was right at 100. And then, like I said, Matt got involved as well. So it was definitely a team effort.
Well, let's talk about the halfway point here in the regular season. You lose the opener by 6 points to Centralia, but since then wins against Onega, Donovan West, and then last week against Sacred Heart, so 3-1. Right now you sit here with four games to go in the regular season. How would you assess the halfway point here with your team?
You know, I'm happy with where we're at. Obviously that week one loss to Centralia still stings when you're going into the fourth quarter with the lead. But it is what it is at this point. We've done what we needed to do since then to put ourselves in the driver's seat for this couple district games in a row here to feel like we can get ourselves set up pretty well for a playoff spot.
Yeah, Valley Heights sitting okay right now with a 1-0 start in district play, and they're back to it at Bennington tomorrow night. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. A few more minutes here with Cody Trimble, Valley Heights football coach, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs at 3-1, victory against Sacred Heart last week. They go to Bennington, first time they're on the road here in a few weeks. But again, Bennington, the opponent tomorrow night, another District 5 contest here in Class 1A. Before you dive into Bennington a little bit, coach, again, Republic County, Harrington, and then Sacred Heart, who you've already seen. But just talk about the district as a whole.
Yeah, I think I don't want to take anything away from some of these teams that we haven't played yet. But we've definitely done what we've needed to do to get in the driver's seat for the district. You know, those other teams are not sitting with the best record right now, but they are also capable of pulling a win off against anybody any given night. So not going to take anybody lightly. But with our win against Sacred Heart, you know, we felt like that was probably one of the better teams in our district. So feel good about where we're sitting at right now.
All right, well, Bennington is the opponent again tomorrow night. The Bulldogs are 0-4. They're coming off a 18-14 loss to Republic County last week. This will be their first home game since week one. They've put their last three on the road. But what can you tell us about Bennington?
Yeah, you know, looking at them on film, they definitely have some athletes on the field, some guys that can cause problems in space, and they've got some pretty good size across the board as well. They can cause problems for us if we're not ready to play. So, you know, I think their 0-4 records may be a little deceiving with some of the teams they played early on. So we're just preparing like it's any other week.
Yeah, Mound Ridge, Remington, Marion as well, some of the opponents that Bennington has played so far. But, Coach, finally, again, we always appreciate the time. Just give us a few keys for this game tomorrow night.
You know, like I said, we got to kind of contain their athletes, not let them get out into space, and then just be ready to play for four quarters. You know, we haven't played Bennington in quite a few years since they went down to eight-man for a while. So going in with a little bit of unknown, just trying to be ready for everything.
There it is. Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs off to a good start in district play. They'll continue district play tomorrow night again on the road at Bennington. So the Mustangs and the Bulldogs tomorrow night, Class 1A District number 5. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.